Yo, all right, so he's late. It's 6:51 p.m. So this is what happened. I got up. I had to go to the airport early to go to St. Louis. And so me and Jacqueline both went. So we get up and we go, and I didn't have time to record a podcast. And then get there, and I'm like, okay, I'll get to the airport, and I'll record at the airport. But to get to the airport, it's not a good place to do it. I'm like, fuck it. I'll get to the hotel. It'll be like, I'll get to the hotel by like 1 o'clock or something, 1:30. I'll do it then and upload it then. It's not like ideal, but whatever. I'll record in St. Louis, the hotel. Then we land in St. Louis. As soon as I get text, show's canceled. So then we turn around and come back. And they were very cool. We were able to get, like, show was canceled because of the protests. U2 canceled their concert, and then everything's done. Once U2 pulls out of town, everybody shuts down. I don't even think they were showing movies. I mean, I don't know if that's a fact. But I'm just saying, I think they shut down a lot of shit because the protests going on, and I'm all for protests. There's a big protest day. I mean, I don't know what's going on. Like, apparently there's some standoff between protesters and police, and a lot of unrest in St. Louis. And I hope everybody's okay. That's all I got to say about that. There are also protests in D.C. The Juggalos were protesting the FBI, who says they're a gang, and they're not a gang. They're definitely not a gang. Come on, FBI. Let the Juggalos be in peace. You know, they're just trying to do their thing. I know they talk about hatchets a lot. But is there a hatchet gang out there? I don't think so. And I think there was some mother of all rallies. It was the mother of all rallies, like a pro-Trump rally that drew... I'm hearing upwards of 35 people. So a lot of support for that guy. But yeah, so I'm back home. Fucking like 12 hours later of like going to the airport and everything and then coming back. So I went to St. Louis, came back. It's not even like being in St. Louis. I was just in the airport. But so... this is the episode of today. It's going to be short as shit because what am I going to do? I'm starving. Been doing intermittent fasting. You don't eat is basically what that's about. You eat for like 3 hours a day, and then that's it. And you're starving, but you lose weight. Apparently, that's a big part of losing weight is being hungry. I'll look at the news real quick. Let's look at the Apple News on my phone, and I'll see what are the top stories here. Trending stories. Let me go through them real quick. There's a Trump story. We skipped that. Bad news for... islands blasted by Irma. There's another hurricane. Another hurricane coming up through Florida. Man, Florida. That's rough. All right. Well, hope everybody stays safe. Keep your houses boarded up. It's a bummer. I wouldn't want to live any place that I have to board up the, and then you gotta and sandbagging. Imagine having shovel sand in the bag. I don't want to do that. And then if you don't do it, they're gonna be like, "Here's the guy that doesn't shovel fucking sandbags." I don't want to shovel anything. I don't shovel snow. That's why I live in an apartment. I used to have to do that shit as a kid. I hated it. Okay, teachers in a, this is the trending stories, Number one is the Melania Trump thing, whatever. And then number two, Fox News, teacher's inappropriate outfit baffles Facebook. What's her inappropriate outfit? I'm looking to see if I find it inappropriate. I don't see, is this, this looks like, fine. I don't know what she did. Fox News, I guess they, I'll look at it real quick. With dress code violators in public schools becoming an increasing subject of the national debate, scrutiny of a student directed to, from students to the front of the classroom. Detroit-based radio show Mojo in the Morning posted a photo on Facebook of an anonymous fourth grade teacher who was told by her employers that her the outfit she wore was inappropriate. Mojo in the Morning. The fuck? Why does that still exist? How does Mojo in the Morning still... Well, fuck it. I would do it. And then I click on the link. It takes me to Facebook. And now my Facebook is going bananas. Let's see. I wanted to see this, see if this... The page request cannot be displayed right now. Okay, I don't know how inappropriate this could be. It's something tells me Mojo in the Morning's getting a little Let me see. Now it's logged me out of Facebook. I don't know. Fox News has got like a virus that they're trying to spread or something. Oh, the whole thing's fucked up. All right. Well, I don't know what she did. I guess that was a waste of time. Do sneaky animals. This is number three is Equifax. And number four is sneaky animal sex. Are they or aren't they? This is what's the this is the top news, the trending news. Melania Trump, inappropriate teacher outfit, Equifax, and animal sex. All right. Well, that sounds like something I'd have to read. This wasn't much of an episode, but it's an episode. I still did it. Still on the streak. I think this is like 223 days in a row of podcasts. I'm consistent. It doesn't have to be good if it's consistent. That's what I've learned. That's it's something I made up. I didn't learn it. All right. I'll put it in the description. Feel free not to listen. So it's on you. Read the description. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.